Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, you already know it's your boy Zlatan Ibile Kapaichi, my manager, Papa Casablanca di Katamatufia. And I was just on TV Tate podcast. You already know. Go listen. You're going to love it. Peace out.
Kapaichi Marichupako. Wait. Kapaichi Marichupako.
Kapaichi Marichupako.
Kapaichi Marichupako. Married to Paco.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been rehearsing all day because I have Zlanti on my couch. Please put your hands together for Zlatan in the building. World president.
Sure.
What an honor to have you, my brother.
It's nice to see you as well, bro.
How you doing now?
I do okay. Get chilled.
You really look chilled.
Yeah.
Where did you get Kapai to marry married to Paco from?
Kapai Chimayamai Chupako is a spiritual word that means Casablanca de Katamatufia.
Please explain that one too.
That one. If I go for you, I can just go there.
Who do you go there?
So Kapai Chimayamai Chupako is just a personal slang.
Yeah.
That I brought up like some couple of years ago as an intro to my song, as a signature. That whenever you hear, you know Zlatan is about to start spitting.
Mad. I'm inspired. I think I should find something for myself.
Oh, you already have one now. You don't need to talk.
I think that's the one.
That's yours.
Thank you. Yeah. Welcome to my show. It's good to have you. Finally, we get to sit down and have a conversation. I know you've been so busy. I was reading somewhere and I heard that you finished from the Polytechnic.
Yeah, Moshoedabiola.
Yeah. So you have a diploma from Moshoedabiola Polytechnic.
Yeah.
What was it like in that school?
Yeah, I studied business administration.
Yeah.
That's like after sitting down at home for like 3 years of trying to secure admission.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was calm. Like going to school actually changed and then made everything possible for me because I went to school in less than a month. I went for a rap battle as a rapper that only had like 2 singles. Those singles are a mix and master song that we just recorded at one Abeli studio. Then from there going to like a rap competition and then winning a car before my first semester examination. So like going to school was like an ordained thing by God for me, and then my parents actually forced me to like go, and then that's one of the, like the reason I'm happy that at least I tried going when it pushed me to go.
Oh, so you know one go before?
Not that I didn't want to go, but I was an average student and I need to study book like that, you understand? I need to study mathematics.
So you know that music that could be the way for you?
I didn't actually know then.
So what were you going to do if you didn't go to school and you didn't have music?
I was trying to play football.
Is it?
Yeah, I was trying to play football, but at some point I just knew football was not going to work because when I had to walk out, I was playing for Arsenal at the age of 14. I was already making money and I already passed 14. I used to see, well, the way we're living our life then, we're just living it to see anywhere below face. Like, Anything we should we do? Yeah. But at least I was studying business administration, so I could like use it to like just get a job somewhere or the other. Then, yeah.
Also, you now plan that, you know what, after this school, if anything comes, we don't use that.
I was going to tutorial so I could like catch up with studies. I had to like make extra effort because, well, the way they gather the money, send me go to school.
Mm-hmm.
If I know do it, now cost already on top of my head.
I get the vibe again. So like, this was happening in Ilorin Kwara.
No, Moshila Bears to Polytechnic is Abeokuta.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from Ekiti State, but I was born in Lagos State. Right. I was born somewhere around my 12th. Agility Road. I'm from Ekiti State, Ijaw, local government, to be precise.
Tell me about growing up in mile 12.
Growing up in mile 12, I didn't know how it came. I didn't know how my mom and my dad, I don't know, maybe from my mom hawking Pepsi in the market to my dad meeting my mom. I don't know. All I knew was I just grew up in one room in mile 12 with one sister. And I was the first son. I'm the second born. And then two other brothers. My mom and my dad on the bed while we're on the mat on the floor in one room.
Wow.
My 12.
So it was that type of setting where you needed to hustle your way out of that space?
Definitely. The moment you start thinking of hustle, that time it was just to eat a bar and it was whatever we see. See, because it's like, we were tenants in one room.
Yeah.
In my 12. We had landlords. We have different people we live with. All I knew then was just to eat. School bus come to like take us to school. But what I've discovered since is that my dad wasn't able to go to school
because
of his background. He likes reading a lot. Like, he has a private chef in the house. He buys books every day.
Right.
So because he wasn't able to go to school,
yeah,
I think he like just made a promise to himself that he would do anything at all costs to make sure his children like go to school. So I remember then we were going to Goshen at K2. Goshen was like, Goshen is named Mate, like one of the best schools there. My dad was working.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how he did it. But we're going to school buses to come and pick us up and then like drop us. And someday my dad just woke up to tell us, we are moving out. I can't remember my age. That was 2002. Okay. July 25, 2002, because we waited on our door. My dad just woke us up that we're moving out to our own house. And we're happy. I think he told the lady, didn't tell the landlord until that day. Told the landlord, we're happy. They told us the night before, and I stepped and I was dreaming of mansions, like how I was dreaming of mansions.
Yeah.
But the park came to park all our loot from the one room and said we're going to Ikorodu. We pass Ogolonto. We pass Agri. Daddy's house, no. See any fires? Daddy's easy. No. Daddy's easy.
They kill me. No.
Bush. Daddy, we are.
Where will they go?
Daddy, we are going to. Omo, time we reach this house, no neighbor, grass, monkey just fly.
Kill me.
Monkey just fly. Pack, 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 pack.
It's not supposed to be funny, but okay.
Bro, monkey don't fly.
So they really push the car.
Push. No light.
But now your house.
Nah, man, I build now for Ikorodu now.
Oh, but that time, Ikorodu wasn't really this open.
Yeah. There are some parts in Ikorodu that are open. There are some parts in Ikorodu. It's like when you're staying inside Agungi. Compared to Jakonde Junction, you're close to the road.
Yeah.
Compared to Lekki Phase 1.
Yeah.
Compared to Aja, Songotedo, also inside. That was inside he could do. I think my dad built like 12 rooms, six facing each other. And the only thing he has done was just two rooms. He roofed two out of the 12 rooms. Mm. The remaining ones were still, he just managed to like just finish the two rooms and then moved us from where we used to like see people to inside bush. Where electricity, no day. Where they, you know what they call Kong Kong? Those from where they do. Baba.
I know those frogs.
Yeah, so like moving to that place was crazy.
What was that change? Like, how did they affect you and your siblings?
We're crying. Yeah. Every time we get to like cry till like noon. My mom has one this tamaku cooler.
Yeah.
That she just makes jollof rice for morning. That could have failed out for like 15 days live. So she just makes the rice. She'll leave us and go. We had like one neighbor. That's the landlord, Mr. Ladakwa. So she'll cook the rice. There's no light. There's no electricity. She'll go back to my turf. She's an hairdresser. She'll go and make hair. She'll tell us to play with the neighbors. She'll stay there till like evening. Now those ones get DST. Now they will start to watch Power Rangers. That's the watch. My mom, she go come sometimes. The woman go down cook. She no go allow us go say we must chop before go back.
Oh.
Go back to our house. Like that. My mom, she start to go to this. She start to shuffle. It was crazy. It was one tree in front of our house where one bed. They always plan. I mean, they used to do TV. So we just stay like from there. So my dad managing to finish the place. The place was now developing. Mm. We're having neighbors. And then everywhere comes, so it's like, maybe sort like getting
neighbors.
Yeah, but like, come up for the vicinity.
It's so interesting. I really want to know the kind of person that your dad was, right? So this was somebody who didn't have an education, but was self-taught, sort of, right? He was constantly reading books and trying to make the fact. Was he? Oh, it was.
Always... He didn't have education. He didn't go for higher institution.
Yeah, exactly.
Like normal, wasn't able to further like go to uni.
Yeah,
I think he went to technology. What's they call this one?
Polytechnic.
I think they call this one. Not polytechnic. The one before polytechnic. Mm.
All right. But I'm trying to get the kind of person that he was. Like, regardless of whatever was happening, he was always providing and trying to make sure that everything.
He didn't have a bad man. He was always trying to, from the onset, they didn't have so much, but they were actually trying. They did all their best.
So they made sure that you got into uni
My sister was the first person to go to uni in our generation. The whole of our generation. So
wow.
When she got admission, my dad was very happy.
You break the chain.
He was still working, was still like earning well.
Mm.
Like, so someone that broke the chain, they bought her bed, bought her stove, bought everything. They went to Osun State University to get it nice. But when my own turn, everything done, they sang, like, bang, 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 everything knew they gel again. So me, I went to school with like pulley bag, one shokoto, two top, and one of my shoe called Sapenjo. I swapped that shoe for one Toms. I don't know if you know Toms.
Toms was an old era.
Yeah, Toms, that was when Toms came out. One of my uncle gave me Toms. I swapped it for one Italian bad shoe like that. So I named that shoe.
What do you mean swap? Who did you swap the shoe with?
Bosuna.
Who be Bosuna?
Bosuna wear Toms now. Me, I know say at the good school, I need shoe good last. Toms good. Virtually bend. No, say tons. They bend for side.
After a while.
I needed that Italian shoe. Maybe
because say the last trekking. No, easy for that.
Go not trekking.
Wild.
Sap. If you go my pulling, now maybe sapite with the sap and my leg.
I'm so shocked that I've not told you before because you are funny.
So
when is things changing? Did things change for you in uni when you won the car and you won the competition?
So I was. From Ikorodu to like struggling.
Yeah.
My parents were there, like we were just struggling. Day to day activity, play football, drink guy, chop rice for morning, drink guy for afternoon, chop it back for night, cabaret. Now God knows no get quadro couple. Just cabaret. So from there I managed to like go to polytechnic as I reached there. Okay, before I was about to like lose my admission, cause they will first give you admission. Now you will come to register, then portal go open. There will be a time that the portal will close, and then if you don't pay school fees before then, and I remembered there was no school fees to pay, and I was calling my dad. I told him that, bro, dad, you have like 1 week left to like. If I don't pay this, it's either I'll move from day student to evening. Or I lose my.
How much was your school fees at the time?
Well, school fees not reach 50,000. I mean, my poly no support. No, my poly was like 50, 60 as at that time per section, I think. So there was no money. And my dad just said, something is going to come up. I didn't know how it happened. So it was later that I got home that my dad told me that his car was driving on Benz. It was this one, all this C, Y, it, I mean, those Benz now, we don't take. The best of the work again. Just the compound packed sports. Person just came from nowhere. I said he wanted to buy the car. You won't buy a car. You know test car. You know even check car. You know ask for paper. You first say you want deposit. Deposit to my person just transfer deposit to me to school.
Wow.
I paid my school fees. The next day the person will come start car. Car and work. My mommy say he don't send
the money
to Pekin. I was able to pay my school fees. So he returned like he wasn't able to collect the full payment from the car for the man to like repair the car. Mm. I mean, I was able to pay my school fees. I was squatting with my friend Razak. The room, man, it just be like this place where you deal like this. You know, from that world, we're squatting, we're three. It was him and so if two people sleep straight, the last person goes slant, then the leg would deal well. Our bag, no gallery. So our bags there for war. I bought plastic for this fetch water. The landlord they pass. Say why be TV for his house? Then they give the landlord excuse. I look for apartment. Say once I see apartment, I will move out.
That's what you stay for almost how many years?
Our bag.
Wow,
that's a wild guy.
You've had a very interesting life.
So from there was when the competition came up.
Yeah. So at the time that you were going through all of this, you were still doing music on the side.
No, bro, I already stopped music, bro.
When the music started, so school or
no,
before school?
No, music started when I failed WAEC.
Right.
Yeah, when I failed WAEC in 2011, and then one guy in my church started singing, and I know I haven't seen him singing before. So I said, if you can sing, then I can sing. So I told him, when next you're going to the studio, just take me along. Then I went there, did rubbish and then took it home. And then, you know, that time I had whiskey, the young one started doing music.
Yeah.
So they took it as a big deal. Like, bro, no nonsense we did. They were like, how did you record it? And then they were gassing about it. And then the next one, I got to go sell my phone, go record one song, 3,000 naira. So as I record the song, the producer and no mixer and master send out to me. So I was becoming like,
yeah,
artist for a year. First of all, Bush Nike.
Oh, so your guys, they listen to the music.
Yes, now. So the daughter with the yeah. No. So we said with the yeah for our yeah. So now there the music starts. So as I go to school, bro, I just got to give myself and say, I got to face this thing. For person going selling last class, send me go to school. But if I don't face this thing, then. Now you say, make I even try, even if I don't sabi, make I just try.
Right, just finish.
Just try, just the average, even the average, make I just go. I register myself for tutorial. So like on the, when they do freshers day, those who know say I do for Kodu, because the Kodu people, now my poly, they don't say if all the school don't reject you, my poly go accept you.
Stop!
My poly go accept you. So like, we get chapter, you could do chapter for my poly. My poly go admit you now. If they don't give you day, they will give you for
wow.
So we get chapter. So when we're doing like freshers, they're doing matic. So they were like doing like rap battles at the brush head. And I only had like two songs. Then me, I don't the ginger food. So my old guys now come and say, Bob, what? You mean they try for area? Go join this thing now. So they plenty, we reached like 20 for Kodu constituency for that school. So the couple should say, make me say, I can't say I won't do a button. For me, I did dance. That time I shocked they win.
Hi.
So before the rap, I go first, the dance shocky. My 20 people go, they shout, hey. Then I'll say, pause. Then I'll start rapping. Like all this normal, small thing. So that day for Bushhead, they shall notice, say, this guy get that time only Mumu swag. Now all these are fake polo with chinos. Now one polo by just talking now. We flare Agamo belt will be fake. You know, understand it now fake.
The drip must continue.
Because I have version, you
I
understand.
Love it.
just noticed there's someone that rapped and then like everyone just noticed that I went to like, okay, we just continue school. Say, okay, back to we don't serious now. But chef, we just do fresh as this thing. So this person just can't call me one day for class, say Ethel come school, say they're selling SIM card for 15 naira.
Yeah.
But if you are talented, if you're a dancer, if you can rap, with that SIM card, they'll give you from you fill it up. That there's a competition coming up. The winner is gonna win a brand new car. And I was like, You know how many Indomie sachets we don't pick. Say we won't win cooler, we won't win by we buy school. You know what I mean? The guy should have brought the phone to the class that day. Like, Zlatan, I feel the form. They say passport photographer. I said I don't have. The guy took the phone back to the board. The guy was working for Airtel as people that sell the SIMs. He's a student.
Right.
But you know those students who want us to start school. So, yeah. So the guy brought this to the form, and then it was getting close to the day for the event where we had to do whatever.
Mm.
And they called me and said they want to take out my form because my form does not have passport photograph. I'm like, ah, let them take care of. They want to take care of that. I don't have 200 now for passport.
Oh, wow.
And I was now thinking, Daddy, what can I do? I told my friend, I just saw my course form and I saw that there was one passport photograph. I just took out the passport from the course form, went to Bullshed, gave them.
But did you think we're going to win the car?
Well, I didn't think the car was possible. But there's nothing like, how can you be thinking of winning a car when your father does not even have a brand new car? What was a brand new car, bro?
Yeah.
I didn't think anything could be feel like that. I wasn't putting my body. It was just that guy that was just
gingering me. Did you believe in the talent that much to think that it would take you out of
where
you were?
I didn't believe so much in it. They were the ones gassing me up. They were making me feel like I was more than the way I was then. Like my friends were supporting me.
Because you didn't see yourself like that.
Because I wasn't, bro. It's not the rap now. To us, well, I know, but I must say it's not easy. The arranging a post, a minimum is Zlatan. I am Zlatan. Go ask Satan. I'm lyrically sick. A crime to my pattern. I'm here for dimension.
That's you rapping for me right now.
I'm an adivine with
that. Let me rap this now. Now we love now. Wow. Okay, so what's going to happen? You can't finally reach the competition.
Yeah, I got there and then I pulled the passport on it. And that day, they can't say, out of 50 people, they'll pick two people from my school and then they'll now go to FUNAB, go to Belsis, within all the institutions in Ogun State. Then there'll be regional final. First semester, I just entered school. I never reached 1 month. I never reached first semester exam. Now book my mama sent me go. David, don't they divert my attention from where they send me. I went for the competition that day. It was that swag. I was dancing before I go first dance.
Shocky.
Like they give me 1 minute beat. I go first is like 20 seconds.
Dance.
Do that shocky. They go then I do pause. What I do pause. Everybody give me chance and I just start rapping. So as I go that day, pass the first stage, pass second stage, pass. And then my classmate, I don't know, because I didn't make them, they laugh for class two and all of that. So they came out to support. Calling me like three of us. So I play. One guy don't do for the competition. From the beginning, I didn't win first. They give us one. All I do is win beats.
To
rap on it. Like the last three.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened. This guy has been rapping since morning. So you do, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like my mama slapped her from house. Oh, God.
I can't believe it.
I see the angel slap her mama. Oh, that is, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 minute complete.
Oh, so
you know now I go take enter the. All I do is win. You know, see that beat post.
Your mama no really matter
what.
Yeah.
But you know, do, yeah. That one does go inside. The other one, English rapper, you chop him. Reach my tone. The thing said they worry me. They worry us. I don't dance. The thing don't they worry me. I'm on. As I just get one style while I'm ready for. We up in the club. We up in the underground. And then I'm on. I saw me. So I just drop that style.
Many.
As I talk the first tone, everybody shout like this. See what be sure I just do. I'm in the middle of the day. You just say, you give me for the two of us and if we agree, we'll go one more round. If not agree, as they ask me, I look side. One more round. No, that one says no more round. Come on, that's why I qualified for regional final.
Wow.
In less than 1 month, I got to this school. That was the first day, like, they actually, people actually raised me up.
Amazing.
So they raised me up, went back to that one room, that, I just, you know, if you know, maybe I'm actually popular for school, yeah. Like, bro, it's just the, people won't give me food, give me anything, that, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, the feeling of just even getting something good for yourself because of where you're coming from, that's another thing, right? So when did the car finally come? Okay, you eventually went to the finals.
Yeah, so after that one, they now told us that they want to go to other universities. So we had like 2 weeks to the regional final. They have to go to other schools.
Yeah.
And in that 2 weeks, my first semester exam was starting.
Mm.
So from there, I don't qualify. So I just said to myself, I don't use it already. So I just said to myself, every day till that day, I'll be writing down 16 bars. Because nobody said I'll be a star artist. I have to like write it and then cram it. And so I was downloading beats online and I was writing 16 bars every day.
What 16 bars? What does that mean?
16 bars is like, is the normal, like 16 lines for the normal standard verse is like 16.
Okay.
16 lines. It's called 16 bars, four bars, four lines.
Okay.
So I was writing 16 bars every day. That is, I want to get prepared for like 2 weeks. So at least even if we're going to go like 14 rounds, I don't write 14 different verses down. I was preparing. People were waiting for exam. People were already ailing me. My friends, one guy came, wants to take me to one Babalawo place. I'll buy 6 padlock.
For this small competition, we did wild.
Say, I go padlock the life of all those ones. So I say, Baba, what happened now? We shouldn't cause padlock now for this matter.
For this small team, what they do?
If
the gram is okay.
Padlock, wait here. I say, bro, I don't feel padlock anybody. Say, if I win, my dad's and my mom, they were redeemed pastor. So I grew up in church. So the fear of God, they one kind. My church grew up. God. And so I didn't like buy the idea. I was writing the rap. And then the day before the final, I fell sick. Very sick. I could not move my leg, my hands and everything. I only told my sister. So I now called my mom that I was sick. My mom was shouting, shit, this way I never hear that you're going for one this thing. Is that what we sent you to do? I'm just sick. My friends, I was supposed to go around to remind them that tomorrow is the final, so we'll get cardboards so they can ginger for me. But they don't see me. They just find me come out. I just sick. They just say, this one. They just carry me. Go one about Alagbo place. So, man, this guy, if he dies next tomorrow, but anything we go make this guy work out.
Don't do this competition.
They just gave me the agbo. I drank it. I sweat come outside. I wasn't really feeling too good. I don't borrow all stuff from Biola. I go here. I get chinos. I manage buy one culture. You know those culture around there? They get one small color. They attach color to the polo. Buy down like 1,800 or say for the final. So I go, I don't remind my friends. I got there, I was looking so sick. One of my classmates I was working for them again was like, why are you looking dull? Have you eaten no money? She gave me 200 and I said, Ito, if you don't win the car, get all my money. Some people came to meet me. Okay, Reminis was part of the judges. Reminis, DJ Jamalot and Heidi Kabasa. So one of my friends calling me, like, let's go and talk to Reminis by the side. Like, let's tell them we can bribe them like this.
Wow.
But I say, boo, I don't know about this. I don't want something that's not hate me. Like, I just go do my pee. So cut the long story short, after every round, like, I don't know, I was announced as the winner. I was 19. My first semester in school, someone that did that sold the only car to
get into school, got a car.
It wasn't even rapping well.
How did that make you feel? Did you at that point start believing in yourself more?
Yeah, that was where the whole journey started. Because as soon as I was using a techno phone that the keepers were already out, so I used to have like a broom in my pocket to cut the call after the broom. Press the red button. So on that stage that day, Heidi Kabasa even told me, how can you be coming to a grand finale and you're dressed this way? I felt so bad. Like, bro, now waiting I get. If this guy knows I borrowed this shoe and all this thing come myself, you know. But bro, the 14 bars I don't write and this the crowd from my department. Bro, I don't know how it take happen. I just did dust. I did put dance, they do this. Bro, they announced me at this winner. Every other people came with their family there to the final. I came by myself and just got and then the fans. So as I was announced, I called my mom immediately on the stage. I was shouting, Moti Jemoto.
I love it. What did she talk? Because it's just me, you know, go.
Yeah, she just texted me, Nigeri, stop this thing. And like, I just called her and said,
you go see the motor.
I don't tell you, say I don't chop moto. The motor said, no, did you come back? I don't look when I come. I just picture the wall. I don't want to. Oh, you need to see people. How much? Yeah, me, daddy.
Everybody know you.
How much? Yeah, like 1 billion. That my friend will come accommodate me for room. That's more. Okay, Azak.
Now you go different.
Different. Say, I pay to see me. How much? Yeah, that. She want to get a move. Gary level. Because with the drink, Gary level. Level na Gary level with the drink. If you pour him inside water, he gets turn him immediately. Pour him straight inside mouth. Because if you go hold on. You go turn, go tick. Now it's the head bag. I level. Guy was just there, bro. It felt like a dream. I was wondering. They gave me an hotel to sleep that night. Day for the hotel like this. I just did look. Say, waiting this up. My brother just called me. Hello. I know you are very jovial. Now you need to be very careful. You know, to watch what you eat. I said, hello.
Starboy.
You didn't call me to tell me all this. They say, yes, but right now I'm telling you. He did it. So, but I saw the thing just change. And then from there, I just said to myself, like, bro, I didn't plan all this thing. And if this can actually happen like this, that
more.
Means now green sign. See, I have to actually pursue this thing.
So what happened after? Did you become a star in school anyway? But when did the music now?
So after becoming a star, they gave me a card and they gave me Shingdine. They added to my problem.
So we could give you full money.
Yeah, but see, whenever I shop, when I give card, I want to buy fuel.
How you say buy fuel?
No fuel money. I just get car. I don't get clothes. 2 clothes, 1 car. I see the squat.
Whoa.
So I started, they did car, they didn't allow me, I took the car, I came to Lagos to pick the car, but I didn't allow, that was the first time I crossed Tamil language with my parents, like, they were very happy, I crossed Tamil language, they presented the car, Banana Land, at the office, they said they would carry me, go shopping, the people were at the assign, just as our industry people, they do it, we say, they go see shoe, they go on, come on, they go on, cut head.
Cut,
there's
nothing left
for
you.
They go cut their own, cut still they ask for percentages. You're like, see, they never cut their own. So those ones don't cut on my shoe, cut on my clothes. They say they go give me, take me, go driving school. They go pay. They no give. I collect my money from my mama and twice. The third time she para for me. So God go me tete, we give you cash. So from there, I just say, okay, this was it. Money no day. I ended up using the car's cab after school.
Get, you were driving it.
Yeah, you get it off for body. So for nights, at the end, they do solid. People go to talk, say, winner, it's in the soft. See, you go enter.
I'm going to go enter.
Original motor now 150. I say, me enter 120. See, this talk, say, Bob, they go Shagam, I know they go. At the end, they run.
So you carry him from?
Yeah, for Wabi Okota, Shagam. Italy, I go just branch and I could do. I'll get like TVK for hand for hood. So basically then the car was there. I just get friends with the buy for the car, buy me food. For me, I get car, they don't get car.
So you go drive them?
Yeah, I go just drive them around. They won't go party. Now me go drive car, hotel. So people were like, anywhere I go to, people actually want to know, wow, how come? How did you win the car? So it took me another 3 years. I don't finish school. It took me another 3 years before Lamide called me and then.
So you finished school with the car, doing everything?
I finished school with the car.
Even after school, you had the car?
Yeah, I finished school with the car, I was already a little bit, like, you know, universities, upcoming rappers used to, like, know each other. Yeah. I was already a little bit famous. I was in the car, managing squads. I left that one. Immediately as I won the car, I had the offer of like four of my friends
to squat
bigger place. In fact, Namik be like Namik get the wow. himself. He give me food, everything. My first semester exam, I know it for I had 2.7. Everybody wanted GP, like everyone wanted to teach me the exam. Well, hey, Ibilia, you don't write number 6. Ibilia, you don't write number 5. Me, I galamp, you know, my shoulder D up like Zazu.
But first, we don't know the question we're supposed to.
I swear. So from there, 2 years passed. 3 years, I went back to the hood. It now looked like devil gave me the card to like just divert my own attention from schooling, and because everything was not working well, I just get the card. People don't notice for second year. Say not just the card. I don't get. You know, just they rate me again. Say. You know what I mean? The people with the vex now even plenty pass for the drive. Or there. Should be they give you, you know, it's your money buyer.
It has.
So, Olamide was actually like looking since then.
Okay, so when did you meet Olamide?
I was 2017. But Olamide started following me when I won the car in school. Like, you know, Olamide used to like look out for fast rising rappers. So he just knew me one way or the other. I was always in his DM. Olamide, if I die like this and we don't do it else together, I'm not gonna
feel. So you're begging like that?
See my long message. Now only Olamide be the only person where I message because I get out because of where I come from. And they see now only am. Now they do away with the sea. So it was the only person I was messaging, copy and paste. So how I track him is whenever I post on Snapchat 1 minute ago, I know he's on his phone. I just copy the message again.
In the same,
he could just see. Sometimes he go sing, no go talk. Sometimes he go talk one thing, go jackpot, go meet him, YBN, happy. So, Isha called me one day. My manager was there. I was staying in Egbeda. I got signed to a record label like that. That was pushing me. Not today, but just the manage. I featured with Isha. Isha Femi is the only artist I actually paid for a collaboration then in 2016, I think. So featured the Richard Femi. Olamide now saw the efforts. You've tried. And he now called me, made all my lordy for me. Came to the video shoot, posted for me like 15 times on his page. And then the whole story just changed from there. Yeah.
Wow.
He taught you. Man.
I don't even know the next question to ask you again. I don't hook. That's a very interesting story. But you know, when you come into this industry, like even with your first single, I mean, you can be popular, but then again,
To keep up with it.
Like, what happened after the first song that?
After My Lordy, when Egbeda was still.
Well, after My Lordy, you see the Egbeda?
My Lordy.
Reality of our life.
We're still Egbeda and we're still struggling. That motto don't destroy. AC down the spoil.
This SSC on top of the body.
For where?
Don't paint.
After 1 year, I peel him. I come pimp him to black and pink.
I love it.
Give him plink straight. Like, it's a really carry. We can't do. The AC down the get for this, that. Tiggy, yes, bro. Don't
try.
Never, it's almost crossover. Yes, there's always a like bridge. You have to cross over. You can't just be giving them the same thing. We don't know, say, chop car. We don't say, Sabira. I was like, better, Olamide made the song, and then one day, we just did inside house, the song on the go. I just see Davido for 8 years with Iku. Does the dance to Iku, the boy's song for a main pitch. Oh my lordy. I suppose get that word. Oh my, I naked enter straight. Say, God. See you, Jiggy, can't see you. Obi Rump, post us, Obi Rump. I don't even dumb myself at all. Compose my message as I compose them. No, sir, I go church. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you. You the helper, as God reminded. If I consult him, go touch
you. Always answer, yeah.
Go touch you. Maybe he just talks, yeah, yo, come to the house. Let's come to the house.
Obio.
My friends won't follow me. I say, hey, we are making a lineup. All of now, we don't they look me less for this house. You know, give me share your shin with me. You know, they go to your house. You, ordinary Gary, you don't want your daddy. Go that side. You know, they go to your house. You. I just carry my manager, right? My friend, yeah, go. Obio made a song for me. Osale immediately, like, he made his song. He has said, bro, I never see that kind of person. It was just so real. Based on the way we would hear the name from time, we'll not even be like, we'll go feel very day close to that Obio, kind of person. Yeah. We made a song, no money for video. He called me, said, make I go collect money for somewhere. Collected the money. So from Osale to, no, from Oh My Lordy, Olamide to Davido, dancing to the song, making a song for me. Shooting the video.
And that's it.
And then, from the, as I was happy about it, the drive was crazy. Like, I could feel it that something was about to happen. And then we went, I knew Chinkoyoko from time, then we went to ShopRite one day. We took the wrong ATM. They don't sabi me small for more. You buy everything one buy. As you won't pay, now they look at our face saying sufficient funds. Sufficient funds, care. Oh, as we go and talk, I always say Chinkoyoko, say, imagine. So when people see they go through this, I just talk, say, no money, sufficient funds. It's sufficient funds. That night, we went to the studio, recorded Able God. Well, from there, I saw everything, like, from there to Zankule Rock, to killing them. So what you actually say is true. Getting, like, one song is easy.
Yeah.
But, like, maintaining it. Because the way I came out, even to that time, like, the way I came out, Oh My Lordy, really. So they saw me, they actually saw me like someone that was shouting. That wasn't like, they didn't see I'm like noisemaker, like Raz, all these Raz artists say, okay. Now, so they always call me one song. After one song,
they'll go. No, see the hustle days are your body.
1 year, 2 years. Glory be to God, it's half a decade now. We're still pushing, bro.
Wow. Story, I don't know. I think that we can stop here, but then again, I think I need to ask more questions, right? Well, what would you say the fame has brought? What's the difference between your former life and this life? What are the things that you like about it and what things that you don't like about it?
I like this life more, bro. Yeah. It's stressful.
Yeah.
Well, this is like where I grew up. We didn't get to like see Prado. We didn't get to see Benz.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see anything that was going to motivate us. Like say, okay, I know good Greece.
Yeah.
Most of the things we do then back then after school, we dig ball, cut grass, work for coal, like do like something could just make us win, get like 2K at the end of the day, go game center, go bet, turn 100 naira to 600 naira, turn 15 naira to, you know, after that kind of thing. So the life now is good, bro.
Yeah.
I was happy about it. Not that I was only happy about it. My parents then, after that first house, they were able to like build like two more houses in that place.
Amazing.
But the long one, when in 2019, when I started making it, I bought my first house on the highland. I said to myself, yo, I can't be in this house. I wasn't raised this way. I can't be in this house. My parents are, although I've teached the houses in the code, and you know, I told them, yo, this house is for you people. You guys need to move down. My siblings. They said, no, this is no music money. How can you say you
what do you sing with?
From 2018 to 2019, and you already say, boy, house. You know my lawyer now.
So Shout out to Mr. Falae. Thank you so much.
He asked me, I call all the pastors in the church to go and ask God if the house is legit or not.
Only within pastors.
Pastored for 14 days and 14 nights to know if they are to move to the house or not. Like, I was crying. I was like, yo. These people don't even know where I went to like just decide in my heart to say the first one making a collect time now they thought.
Also, you can't blame your
parents. I can't blame them because they don't move that way.
Yeah.
They're not the parents that the child is gonna bring money home and they're not gonna say where did you save from. Yeah, so that's why
it's really good.
So when they like and then they were able to like confide in my lawyer, at least they trusted her to some bit and my manager. If it wasn't doing something right, at least so they were able to move in from 2019. That's a blessing. My son, I was born in Nigeria, where after I queue for passport and everything, I've always said to myself that I don't want it for my son. My son was born in England. My son is 2 years old already. So like the old thing, It's a journey. It's a phase. If you listen to my sophomore album, my second album, it's titled Resan. If you listen very well, I know a lot of people like don't. A lot of people don't really care. Nigerians are frustrated. They are angry. In as much as they're feeling you, a lot of them want you to go back to where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them want to be in your shoe.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're not in your shoe, things are going too well for you. It is a normal thing. It is the flesh. It happened to all of us. Today, jealous. Today, envious. Today, envious.
So want what other people have. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is left for you to now say, okay, try to control yourself. They mind, but come on down for mind. Wish the person will. The thing will happen to you. So like the new life is great. I'm happy. Although I'm not where I want to be. I'm tired of telling this story because I did tell them, say, I don't tire to the talk. I go chop. I'm tired of telling the story.
But your story has clearly changed. Probably not there, but I think you're doing well.
Interesting.
So are your parents, would you say your parents are proud? Do they have conversations with you about
obviously all the things they started that being proud from that day that I won the car? He told my sister, this guy does not have voice. What, how did you win a car? That they want to listen.
Your own family.
They want to listen to what and what I was singing that made them give me a car. So it was like a listening party in the house that day. My sister now took all those 3,000 naira track, playing it for them. And then ever since then, they've been proud. And I've been like a more of a motivation to like people in the Ikorodu. Can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some videographers, like my DJ, we used to like DJ Fokati, we used to like roam about the street together. But right now, same turn around the world, Cyprus today, UK tomorrow. Is my G, is a baba. I used to bab my, when I said I wanted to start music, he said, if you're starting music, I want to be a DJ. I've seen a lot of photographers from my old, like, and I made it like people from Abeokuta and Ikorodu, like, use that tank and actually get far. We can do it as well.
Because I was going to ask, like, you know, when you get to a certain level of fame or recognition, sometimes your friendships change because you want different things for yourselves. Like, did you eventually evolve and leave your old friends behind, or did you carry them with you?
Life, you just need to balance life. Me and Razak, the guy that was escorting, we're still chatting yesterday. Bro, the guy that bought the sim, although that one wanted to kill me, that one that bought the sim, that made me win the car. Wanted to finish me every day, billing every week, billing. You remember, I said, Nami, buy the same car. He had to get somebody, I had to jackpot from that one. I feel it. But my friends are still my friends. I enjoy, like, I like it when I communicate with them. I like them, I like to make them believe, like, there's nothing different from me and you. Yeah. Not just the way it be. If I don't reply you, I busy. But I still communicate like me. Sometimes when I'm bored, I just go to my Facebook, go online, start chatting with my secondary school friends. Some I'll collect their number, I'll call them video call, make them happy.
It's amazing. What do you think about industry friendships? Because, I mean, when you started off, you had a couple of friendships in the industry. I don't know if you still have these friendships, but are you friendly with the people in the industry? Are they your guys, or you just on everybody just did their lane? Are you stuck with your old friends and
industry? I don't know, man. That word industry, man. Industry is crazy, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so there are people that are older than me. Definitely, the way we're gonna be friends is not gonna be like people of my caliber, like my age mates. But my friends are my friends. Chinko, someone that made me start rapping too again is Oladipo. It actually motivated me so much after Olamide. I wasn't really like a music. I didn't know I was going to do music. Person I listened to well when I was about to start was Vector. So Vector was an intelligent rapper. And then I listened to his album, Second Coming, and I said to myself, I'm not this brilliant to use English to do all these metaphors and wordplay. I think I need to do Yoruba. So I switched back to Yoruba and I was listening to Olamide's 7K Reminis. And Oladipo was like, great influence. So I still talk with most of them. Chinkwe, Kunoladis, Nairomali. But obviously, there's some friendship whereby we don't bring to the social world because it is not necessary. Yes. We could be friends off camera, we could do things off camera.
True.
There's no need of self doing bestie online and then
bestie goes.
We advise, yeah, we did try to make people. Me, I know they for come make, come put mouth. If you fuck up, you treat your fuck up. If not online, if not real life, you treat me like, bro, it's real life. It's real life over 100%. Everyone they like, everyone they very. Like. Most forget people where they consume us, where they make us, they feel like, so, so but it's real life on this side, like, real life, yeah.
Would you say that you have rebranded over time? Because when you first started, you were probably the person that would make a song to diss somebody for, do something against you. I remember the Tacha. But I feel like now that you're so focused on the music and the work, would you say that you have rebranded over time?
Definitely. When I was going, I was 19. From 19, I was 20. I was 21. Now I think I clocked 20. I don't know if I clocked 27 or 28 last year.
You're not sure if
what you did I clock 27? Okay, I clocked 27. I'll be 28 this year. I used to, because it's December, so So, yeah, when I started, now anything, we like to like jump on the trend because of Nigeria. Tasha, that day I wasn't going to record the song about Tasha. It was a beat from your boyfriend. Because I liked to like, and I just muted the particular song because I was mistaken. And I just made FaceTime with my friend. Started receiving calls. I said 100,000 comments to drop. Past 100,000 comments to tell you that the Nigerians are the bad people.
They like it.
They want to make that kind of bad thing go outside. Now then, Bolita come bash me, say, why are the Yari best? But now then, they come and say, me this song job. So I got a message from different people saying, this is not good. Just smooth my hand. And then over the time I was growing, I don't be shy. Like, I'm a very shy person right from time. No, I'm shy.
Actually,
I'm a very shy person, I swear. Outside, I'm
because very... outside, you're very this. So that's what I've met you a couple of times, and I don't know, say this personality day, it's just very high.
The agile version is just that I don't go back to Ikorodu and I make the money. If I reach out, I will calm down. If I jump for stage, if I reach out, it's like cargo pants, but I just need to keep it going. The energy, but apart from that, I'm a very, very reserved person.
Yeah,
my online perspective is actually different from one.
But like, you know, the fear to talk your mind about things. Like, has I ever gotten into trouble? Or...
I never really talk too many things. I feel like I don't even really talk. Yeah. I really like to put my mouth for. These days, I don't just like to put my mouth for anything.
But before you did talk or not?
These days, my man, and focus on the money.
Yeah.
Come on, high for you. I just focus on the money and the goal, the mission.
Speaking of money, what's your relationship with money now that you have now become the superstar that has all this money?
Which money? we don't manage.
Okay, now that you are managed. What's your, because for me, like, even now when I don't see smoke more bread, they had me to spend because of, I know as the BYD come. Do you understand? So for you, like, is it like you're more free with money or you're more tight? Are you trying to invest more? So you will not return back to the former life? Let's move on. Okay, so, but, I'm curious, right? Right now, there's an international craze with Nigerian music. Everybody's consuming our content. Do you feel more pressure to do more things that will position you internationally, or will you stick to your type of music?
Yeah, because there's always room for everything. Like there's no sin in experimenting.
Yeah,
understand. There's actually no special. It's not that the ones that the song are going viral, not that they're singing like Celine Dion.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, you still see it's the normal thing like Pigeon. It's a lot of Pigeon song that's crossing over, that has your bad lines in it. I just feel it is how it is being pushed out there. Mm-hmm. Definitely not going to compare someone that is with an international label to an individual person that has like, that's just pushing his own self. The budget that an international label are going to drop is not the same budget you're going to drop as an individual artist, because you run your label or you do your P yourself. You understand? It's different. The international labels are going to drop more funds to push their P so they can like, recruits the money back. Yeah. So I feel pressured from doing my thing. There's always that time. It's even those that are doing it right now, if they call them like some few years back,
yeah,
they won't say they were very, very sure about where they were gonna be.
Yeah.
So the most important thing to me is just raising the bar, doing my pay, getting to work, praying to God.
Mm.
A lot of people that started before me, or people that we started together, not all of them are like still able to like be here. So for that, I'm grateful. More like it used to be like when I first started, from the first, second, third year, when you start, everyone wants you to go.
Yeah.
So like it's always at the back of your mind, knowing that they're expecting you to go.
Mm.
And then so I think I'm past that stage where I'm here now. So just getting to the next stage and even doing more better things in life. That's what
I'm so inspired.
Me too, I'm inspired.
Are you an overthinker? Because, I mean, that song, overthinking, you know, if you serve Robin.
Yeah, I overthink.
My brother in that one. That's I had to ask. Yeah.
I overthink.
Give me an example of your, why, like, I mean, overthinking moments for you. Like, for me, I can overthink anything from sitting down on this couch to...
Well, I can get in everyone's head, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can know when you're trying to, like, tell your PA, hey, you just say one thing, I can, like, think
of the next like,
five, five things you're trying to, like, understand. And apart from that, there's different dimension. It could be about your problem you're thinking about. It could be financial crisis. It could be about love. So you can think in different ways. But overthinking overall, like this, what I mean by overthinking? Overthinking is you can overthink a good thing.
Mm.
But what I meant was like the bad overthinking that will now make you feel depressed.
I get this sometimes.
Even me that said this, me that said after that time, I've said that I'm a jig manager, bless her, the thing. And they remind me again, I said, overthinking.
It's a problem. Nice one. Let's talk about your son. Having your son, what did he change for you? What did having your son do to you?
Yeah, I just knew I wanted a son before 25. I've always said to myself, because I want my son to be like, grow up as I'm growing up.
Yeah.
There are some of my big boys now, they're like 30, 35. They still don't have
kids.
I call them Egbo, but their own children is going to call my own son Egbo. You understand? When their children, example, can see them in front of me, this Egbo's. When they see their Egbo's, like me, in front of our children, I'll be bending for them, but my own son will be.
Am I your mates?
Your papa is senior, my papa, but me, I'm senior. You know, that's why I can't.
I'm on a quick bone now.
So, my son is like a blessing.
Mm.
He's a pandemic baby. He was born in March, where everywhere was locked down.
Mm.
I wasn't able to fly down to witness his birth.
Mm.
I wasn't able to see him for the first 8 months of his life.
Mm.
I was like, I just knew that wasn't normal.
Yeah.
Well, later in December, I was able to meet him.
When you met him, how was it like when you first met him?
I was calling him, but I was always trying all possible to talk on FaceTime every day, so at least
you can connect.
You think they don't have some, but I think they pick up little things. So like from the video call every time. I could tell when he sees me, he smiles and all like that. So when I saw him, but I feel like he's going to be more stubborn than me because
but he's a pandemic baby, yeah.
He's today, he but he's
yeah, a lot.
He's too strong. I'm happy for him that at least he's not going to go through what I went through to some extent. Imagine us still going to make Dubai, they tell us, say, you know, if you've come to our country, say this, that, trying to go to shows and we still have to go queue for passport and all of that. That's not just the only thing, but a better life than mine, than cutting grass, working in courtroom, all of that. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, about to wrap up, I was going to ask, like, knowing what you know now, like, if you could tell your younger self something, what would it be?
I could tell my younger self something. Actually, if I say it is the things I have done that actually brought me to this, to where I am, maybe I'm just trying to gas myself up, but it's been God.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many rappers that are more better than me. There's so many people that have gone to more studios than I went to in that competition. And they didn't get this far.
Yeah.
There were so many winners from that same competition.
That still didn't go far.
You Dutchman won from Unilag after me. And there were like so many different people that won from Abuja and this thing. And my bro, I'm not trying to down talk them or anything. Everyone is trying to survive. Like, you probably don't even know that some people actually won the card just like I did as well. And they're still trying to like just find a way to, not because they're not talented. Yeah. Because if they're not, they won't win the car. So I'm gonna tell my young self is make sure the little things you see around you motivate you. Don't look at the one that doesn't work. When they are saying it doesn't work, look at that one out of 550 that works and try to say, okay, it will work out for me like that. Because I remember I had the opportunity of taking the car and just becoming like the biggest boy in my hood. I remember after my schooling, I told my mom that I'm going to Ikeja to stay with my friends where I can be more closer to where life is. And my mom told me, is it because of the car that I want to be using the car? And I told her, tomorrow morning you can send someone to come and pick the car, but I'm not coming home. I want to, I don't want to be a local. Yeah, I don't want to be a Ikodu local champion. But when I said she should come and pick the car, and then she said, okay, at least let her come and know where I'm staying with my friends. So at least she can know where to find it. So I just, I got out in the day and me person they work just like it to my brand. I know if you tell your own story, so it might not be like my own, but
that book.
The economy in Nigeria is not like,
it's crazy.
This coin hop is getting crazy every day by day. Not everybody gets mind to be social like us. A lot of people didn't have book their savvy.
Yeah.
But the economy is not helping us at all. The government don't really care about us. Like, they don't, the Nigeria just did.
You're
like,
your own, yeah. Thank God for talent. I wonder what I'm going to do with my life, bro.
People like, if organized, I was sorry for him. Like, I'll be PS. If I didn't do paga.
Me? No, I probably they won't love him, the slave or something. They do one kind of work.
Finish, Abby?
I didn't finish from law. I had a diploma in law, but I finished from Unilag. I studied history. But I just did one official day.
Just call it like 14-5. I'll be 18-5. I'll be like 45. Ah, yes.
Maybe like, no, I still get some, I still do 9-to-5 small before I enter this line now. So I do small work for comms. So maybe I'm going to enter like, end like 150. I'll just invest for everybody.
Yeah,
why this?
Yeah, because you work, you could invest to my brother.
I could invest.
151, 152.
Now I can say that, but that time, if that you give me 150.
Nah, a lot.
I go ask you, do you want to sleep with me?
Because you pay after that 150, love till now.
And you still give family, you still do one of two.
You pay rent, you wear clothes.
They tie loan.
In the morning, you go work out, you go iron your clothes. Night, you go wear it. Ah.
If you reach us late, early morning, don't work out again. No time to rest.
Hold up, traffic, bro. Need to see when we're coming back from club. People just for club, people don't do face
with
shoddy.
Yes.
Some people they go kutonu, go carry turkey come. Some people they go.
You get some people know they see their children on the weekend.
At some point, it got to that stage for my dad, man, because my dad was working out somewhere. Only Friday, Saturday, he would come out. Sleep for office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God for talent. Thank God for your life.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure your parents are so happy. And your journey is so inspiring, and I'm happy that you came to share on TV tape. But I mean, we're almost coming to the end of this amazing podcast session. I'm just going to ask, what's in the work for you in terms of like music? What's next? What can we be expecting?
Yeah, I haven't dropped anything this year. And this is the first time since I had my first 8 single.
Yeah.
I'm preparing my mind. I just dropped a project in November and I'm just still pushing it because I can't just jump off the project and then
You did a video recently with David
in London. Yeah. Yeah. So shot by Damien Tush. Before, if I don't get to like drop something like this, I'll probably be worried.
Mm.
I feel like I'm getting the things I want. Life is like not to the fullest, but at least I'm very, very grateful to God because it could have been worse than this. So I'm obviously going to start dropping soon. I'm just trying to make the album sink in a little bit more because you know Nigeria now, there's just too many songs dropping every week.
It's crazy. Every other day, there's a new TikTok song that has blown.
So like, it looks like the formula is changing and everything is just changing and behaving. But no matter how this
comes... But you guys feel pressure. You guys who are these superstars.
If you don't feel pressure, like, everyone just have to be on their toes and keep yourself in check. Like, bro, the biggest artist in it still keep himself in check, still go to the studio. Bro, how do you think a new artist is going to come today and that you've been there from 10 years? A new artist is going to have the number one song on the chart. What are you going to do to that? Because you've been there for 10 years, yeah, bro, you just have to accept it. The same way, whatever way you came from nowhere, somebody and accepted you. It's the same way. That's like the first motive that you have to know. So you just have to be happy about it. Mingo, don't be too shy to say one boy come today. I'll be one boy, you know what? Bro, not even the people did the industry take with that, bro. Once there's one person, everybody rub my together, Nigeria, to be doing so much for Afrobeat right now. Like, I'm happy. Very, very great. One day to understand, you will feel like that's the way it take day like this. Amazing. Right now.
Thank you so much, Zlatan. Please wrap up my show. You can help me.
Yeah, you already know. It's your boy Zlatan. Be like a pie to my chipak or mouth. Yes, sipping
tea
with Temi San. Very stylish person.
Thank you, my boss.
You understand? They be try to be like them, Sha.
Do they want me?
It's nice. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Zlatan.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.